Master cook and vegetable savant is the best way to describe Deborah Madison. I've lost count of how many books she's done and how many awards she's won. What sets her apart is her own particular sensibilities about food, how it seems to ground her beliefs and the way she enjoys cooking. Deborah's a leader in the slow food and sustainable agriculture movements, but her main teacher right now seems to be the garden that she started next to her house in New Mexico. These elements come together in Deborah's latest book, Vegetable Literacy. Deborah, it's good to talk to you again.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be back here.
You've probably written at least a million words about vegetables and seasonal cooking. But this book is different. This book is written by somebody who has begun gardening.
Mm-hmm. I think once you get into the garden and that becomes, you know, your part of your source of food, you realize the difference between eating food that's really alive and that's kind of sort of alive, you know, that's been sitting around the store.
Right,
I think
right.
of it as languishing compared to like just picking things and bringing them in. But there's also a quality of, oh, I grew it, it's my baby, I love it no matter what. And you just eat the ugliest stuff and you're so happy. I am not a perfectionist gardener by any means, and I'm a beginning gardener, and not everything comes out as it should, but you know, I always feel like, oh my gosh, it grew under my watch. So there's sort of a feeling more of gratitude, I think.
You've divided the book into vegetable families, but there's one particular vegetable I want to talk to you about because it never gets used up in the refrigerator. It's the radish. Because normally most people look at a radish and they think, I'm going to slice it and I'm going to put it in a salad and that's it.
Well, what I like to do with raw radishes is to, first of all, find a couple of different varieties. And I especially love the ones that have the rose center and the pale green center, the red meat radishes, the watermelon, all of that. Mix them maybe with a turnip that has a really scarlet skin. Maybe also adding in there a carrot, a purple skin carrot. I slice all of these like paper thin. And they get so translucent and delicate tasting too. And then I mix them all with some things like radish sprouts and maybe some of the radish leaves, a little salt and pepper, lemon juice, olive oil, and put in some very thin slices of a dry Monterey Jack cheese or an aged howdah or maybe manchego, which isn't the usual thing to do with radishes, but I think that the proteins and the casings and the cheese give it such a round, wonderful taste. It's one of my favorite salads, and it's absolutely beautiful.
It sounds gorgeous. The radish leaves,
mm-hmm.
Eating radish leaves. What's your advice on this?
Well, you know, I looked at radish leaves, and I thought, that's interesting. They sort of look like arugula leaves, except they're spiny and rough. And but they're in the same family. You know, chances are they taste sort of similar. You know, radishes do produce lots of lovely green, dark green leaves. And so go through them, throw out the ones that aren't dark green anymore that have turned yellow, and
mm-hmm.
Give them a rinse, and you can braise them along with the roots. I love using the greens to make a radish soup, for example, with a mild base of potatoes, because they can get very strong, especially daikon radishes. And radish greens, if they're small, there's no reason you can't put them in a salad or sliver them and toss them with your slivered radishes, add them to a coleslaw.
How do you like to cook your radishes?
Well, I like to braise them if I'm going to cook them, just gently. I love to watch their colors fade. They go from being these bright kind of garish colors to these soft, muted spring colors. I think they work so beautifully with other things that may be doing well in your garden at the same time. You might have some peas, you might have a little bit of asparagus, you might have scallions, fava beans. I just cook them very gently all together. I might make a little stock with leek trimmings, the pea pods, the asparagus, you know, the peelings.
Right.
They just amplify that beautiful green flavor that's there in the mature vegetables.
Deb, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Deborah Madison's latest book is Vegetable Literacy. This is one for the kitchen and the reference shelf. Her recipe for spring garden hodgepodge is going to get you started with those radishes. It's on the website. And by the way, while you're there, register for our free cookbook giveaway. This month, it's Vegetable Literacy. Now, believe it or not, spring is a time for turnips. Small pearly ones with nearly transparent skins are what you want to look for. Now, this is when they can be sweet and crisp and almost like water chestnuts. You can peel and chunk them and then cook them in a skillet with butter and lemon peel and a little honey. Or you can do one of my favorite go-to sides, pureed turnips and potatoes with 20 cloves of garlic. So check out the website for spring turnips with garlic and potatoes. That's splendidtable.org.